The Goodwill Station presents your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in a report to the people of Michigan. This is another in a series of visits with your governor, brought to the Goodwill Station's listening audience each week at this time as a public service, so that the citizens of Michigan may have a better understanding of the problems and affairs of their state government. Now to the Capitol at Lansing and Governor Williams.
Hello, friends. This week I want to talk to you again briefly about matters which directly affect you as a taxpayer of Michigan. The state of Michigan, you know, is a very large business. And like all large business concerns, it owns and operates a big physical plant consisting of buildings and equipment. It has a big network of state hospitals for those afflicted with mental illness or tuberculosis. It runs 8 state colleges and one of the world's great universities. It operates one of the largest prison systems in the world. It owns and operates not only the venerable Capitol building at Lansing, but several office buildings, including the State Office Building in Lansing and the Cadillac Square Building in Detroit. It owns many other smaller properties in all sections of the state. The total value of this huge physical plant is estimated at $750 million. Like any corporation with a large plant investment, the state of Michigan has to spend a certain amount of money each year in maintaining and repairing its buildings. And it also faces, from time to time, the necessity of expanding its plant as the need for its services become greater. When the population of the state grows, the need for buildings and equipment increases. During the last 10 years, the population of Michigan has gone up by about 1 million persons, an increase as large as if we moved the entire city of Cleveland out of Ohio into Michigan. This tremendous rise in the number of people living in our state means sharply increased demand for the state's services. More patients seek admission to state hospitals to be treated for mental ailment or tuberculosis. More students are knocking at the gates of our colleges and universities. More physicians and other professional people are needed to care for the increased population, and these professional people must be trained in state-supported colleges. More teachers are needed to staff our schools, and the result must be additional facilities at our teacher-training colleges. That is what we mean when we say the demand for the state services has increased. And with that increased demand goes an increased need for the buildings, equipment, and property to meet the demand. Yet despite this great increase in the number of stockholders and customers in the big business concern known as the state government, we have made no comparable expansion of our physical plant. As a consequence, the state's ability to render service to its citizens is seriously impaired. This impairment of the state's capacity to serve you and your family is most striking in 2 major fields, our mental hospitals and our medical schools. The state's mental hospital system is dangerously overcrowded. Many patients are housed in ancient wooden buildings where fire is a constant hazard to patients and attendants alike. More than 1,000 persons committed by the courts and in need of mental treatment are on waiting lists, unable to get into a state institution. Some of these are mentally deficient children whose future lives might be made happy and useful by adequate training in their early years. Emotionally unbalanced persons walk our streets, a constant danger to women and children with whom they come in contact. We have no facilities for keeping them apart from society or giving them treatment. I think everyone agrees that this mental hospital situation is a shame and that steps to correct it should be taken, and without delay. We have in Michigan 2 great medical schools, one at our state university and one at Wayne University in Detroit. But these great medical colleges lack the buildings and equipment to train an adequate number of doctors. You live in certain sections of the state, and you are injured or suddenly taken ill. You may have a hard time getting medical attention. But at the same time, these medical schools are forced to turn away from their doors each year. thousands and thousands of qualified young men and women who with all their hearts want a medical education. Yet there is simply no room for them. These are not the only instances of the need for expanding our physical plant. In many other fields, the need is equally acute. For example, the purity of the food we eat and the prosperity of our farmers depend upon veterinary research and the training of veterinarians. By our great agricultural school at East Lansing, Michigan State College has no adequate buildings for this purpose. Until a veterinary science center is constructed in Michigan State College, the college cannot adequately serve either the housewife who buys food or the farmer who raises it. These needs have become so acute, particularly in the case of mental hospitals and medical schools, that we cannot afford to delay any longer. So I made up my mind this week that I would recommend to the legislature a construction program to deal with the most pressing of these problems. I will recommend a total appropriation of about $28 million for the construction and expansion of mental and tuberculosis hospitals, the building of medical school facilities at Ann Arbor and Detroit, the fireproofing of mental institutions, and other things we need right now. On the basis of total state properties worth more than $750 million, this $28 million construction program will mean an increase of a little over 3% in the state's physical plant. The mental hospital program will account for about half of the $28 million expenditure I will recommend to the legislature. I will propose enough new buildings to provide about 1,500 additional beds. This will help relieve our immediate shortage and constitute the first step in a long-range program to bring our mental hospital system up to decent, humane standards. I will also recommend about $800,000 for sprinkler systems and other fire protection devices in mental hospitals. This will be not enough to fireproof every hospital in the state, but it will provide protection for the patients in the oldest and most dangerous buildings. After what happened in a mental hospital at Davenport, Iowa, a few weeks ago, I am sure that this proposal is in accord with your conscience and mine. Another $11 million would be devoted to new buildings at the colleges and universities. These projects include new medical buildings at Wayne and the University of Michigan. These two great universities tell me they can increase the output of doctors in this state by 50% if they are given these buildings in which to work. Other projects to be included in this construction program are the veterinary science building at Michigan State and a classroom building at Western Michigan College of Education. This great school at Kalamazoo has grown to a total of nearly 4,000 students, and classroom space is desperately needed. Two other school buildings have already been started by authority of the 1949 legislative session. These are buildings at Central Michigan College of Education, Mount Pleasant, and Michigan State Normal at Ypsilanti. The program I will recommend will include $1 million for the completion of both these buildings. In the field of public health, I will recommend a 50-bed addition to the State Tuberculosis Sanatorium at Gaylord. Planning money for new sanatorium facilities in southwestern Michigan, and a new building to house the state public health laboratory in Grand Rapids. These are the most important construction jobs which I have decided to recommend to the legislature when it meets March 15th. I believe every one of these projects is vitally necessary to serve you adequately. The final decision, of course, will rest with the legislature. And in deciding whether to build these projects, the legislature will also have to face the problem of where to get the money. That's the $64 question. Where will we get the money? How can we pay for these desperately needed mental hospitals, these sprinkler systems to protect patients in the old wooden buildings, these medical schools, and other urgently needed college buildings? Obviously, we cannot meet the bill out of our existing revenues. Our necessary expenses are already running ahead of our income from present taxes. Even if none of this needed construction is authorized, we will go into the red unless we find some new source of income. So there is just one conclusion. We must either forget about the new medical schools, the hospital program, and other things we need, or we must find a new source of revenue. And there is just one practicable source of revenue which would provide enough money. That is a corporation profits tax. I can tell you now that I definitely will recommend again that the legislature adopt a corporation profits tax, a sufficient amount to pay for the things we really need. In the few remaining minutes of our broadcast time, let me tell you about another project, a sort of spiritual construction job, which will cost us virtually no money, but may have important results. A new state commission on Americanism. In the state of Michigan, there are many fine organizations doing excellent work in promoting an understanding of American principles and what it means to be a citizen of the greatest country in the world. In themselves, these programs are doing a great deal to build a deeper spirit of patriotism among our people. But it has appeared to many of us that there is a need to coordinate these efforts in some kind of a statewide program. Leaders of veterans groups and other patriotic organizations have suggested to me that the state itself should take the lead in coordinating these efforts. They point out that the instilling of a deep spirit of patriotism in our youth is just as much a part of our public defense as our military establishment. So I have asked more than 100 organizations to name their best leaders to serve on this new commission. The first meeting will be held here in Lansing on February 23rd. Its purpose will be to set up a statewide program for coordinating all work now being done to promote an understanding of Americanism in the state of Michigan. The world today is engaged in a gigantic struggle between democracy and communism. We, the people of Michigan, are an important part of democracy's forces in that global conflict. But the democratic peoples cannot win this war by dollars alone or by physical weapons alone. Behind our military and economic ramparts, we must build a strong spiritual line of defense, an unshakable conviction in the hearts of our people that the American way of life is the best way for all of the people.
You have been listening to your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in another of a series of weekly reports to the people of Michigan. Your governor is presented as a public service by the Goodwill Station to help create a better understanding of the problems and affairs of our state government. We invite you to be with us 1 week from tonight at 10:45 for another report from your governor.